This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
Chris.
And your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Vermont Department of Taxation. Why, you ask? Well, apparently a couple of weeks ago, the Vermont Department of Taxation, that I'm guessing in most states is probably called the Department of Revenue, but at least they're a little more honest about what they're doing. I wish they would just call it the Department of Theft. But they're sending out these letters to some, but not all, Vermont residents saying, we think you might owe some use tax. And again, use tax is if you live in a state with a sales tax. And again, there might be, you know, minor differences depending on where you live. But for the most part, if you live in a state with a sales tax and you purchase something and you do not pay taxes on that taxable item, such as if you drive from Vermont to New Hampshire, where New Hampshire does not have a sales tax, and then you go back to Vermont with the item and you use the item in Vermont, the Vermont Department of Theft wants you to pay a use tax on that. If you purchase something from the Sears and Roebuck catalog and you did not pay a sales tax on that item when it was delivered to your house, and your state has a sales tax and that item would otherwise have been taxed if you bought it inside a physical store, then your Department of Theft would also want you to pay a use tax. So Vermont Department of Theft sending out some letters saying, we think you've not paid your use tax. And how are they determining who to send these letters to? Does the article say here?
Yeah, it did, actually. It was actually the last thing I said.
Yeah, so let's recap, because that was last segment. And
the Department of Taxes mailing identified individuals who have made no use tax payments in any of the last three tax years.
Okay, so again, Vermont, also one of those states that I believe has a state income tax, and you know, somewhere on those forms, probably use tax for items that you didn't pay sales tax, blah, 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 and they just like scrolled through and, here's some people that put zeros on this line. Let's send them some letters.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even, I've never actually seen the use tax on, I mean, I have an accountant, so I don't, I've seen it in when I've done sales taxes for New Jersey, but I don't know actually what
happens. Because you used to live in New Jersey.
Right.
You run a computer business that you used to run in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And you did some computer repair in addition to selling computers or computer service. You did some services.
So I ran two different businesses, and one of them was a computer repair services business for a number of years. And then I also operated an online store.
Yeah, and there was something about the
computers and sales part.
Something about the services that you had actually said you wanted to mention about Staples.
Oh yeah.
And so, New Jersey. So let's cover that real quick, because that's just very interesting.
Yes.
The Staples story.
So yeah, so basically what was happening is, so I actually I used to, when I was just for like 6 months after I graduated from college, I actually worked at a company, Staples. They're the
large
office,
big box store, sells
their office
supplies. They also have, it's not the Geek Squad, but they have their own computer thing.
Yeah. So, basically they sell computers too and electronics and things like that.
Yep.
And a big store like this, you know, they've got thousands of stores across the United States. I mean, it's hard to imagine that anybody doesn't know who, you know, what Staples is.
Right.
In New Jersey, the law changed where they had to start collecting sales taxes on services, on computer repair services.
Okay.
Now, if you were, you know, if you were an accountant or a lawyer or something like that, no, then you didn't have to collect sales tax then. But if you were a computer repair, you provide computer repair services, you did.
And I'm guessing there were other services like refrigeration repair.
Nope. Just computer. Nope. It was explicitly computer
only
repair services.
Only computer
repair services. Anyway, so The company never updated their systems. I mean, maybe they have now, I don't know, but they didn't update their systems to account for the change in the law. And once the law went into effect, I noticed that they continued not to collect sales tax on the computer repair services. And what's interesting about this is that if New Jersey isn't a small state, they have a lot of stores in New Jersey. If
right.
a big company like Staples cannot account for all of the different sales taxes, and it wasn't even like it was, you know, a municipal sales tax. It was everybody in the state, every one of their stores in the state of New Jersey.
It was a statewide change.
If they can't account for that, how is a little company, you know, with a handful of employees supposed to account for collecting sales taxes online? And this goes back to what Daryl said earlier about how there was a federal law, basically, that was going to mandate.
That was just legislation. Luckily, it never passed, never became law.
Right.
The Marketplace Fairness Act that would have mandated. And there was actually a cap that wound up getting put to where if you sell less than $50,000 of stuff online, you don't have to comply.
That's nothing. That basically means everybody has to collect sales tax.
Except for, you know, like the smallest of online businesses.
Oh, if you that's not a business. That's like you eBaying something off. That's not the same thing as running a business. Let's put it this way. $50,000 that's probably not enough. If you're selling $50,000 worth of stuff, that's not enough to employ one person.
Right.
Period. $500,000 in sales, you probably are employing one or two people. And that includes yourself. So,
right.
Yeah, everybody basically is under that.
And, you know, when I say, like, the smallest of the smallest businesses, basically hobby businesses or businesses that primarily do sales in a physical location but also have an online aspect. So there's a local...
There's
a local bookstore... Mm-hmm. Local to where we broadcast, called Toadstool. They have like four locations across the state, and they also have a website, but the vast majority of their sales are done from the physical location.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they would not have to comply, but Barnes & Noble, that does do online sales as a sizable percentage, plus the online, you know, so it was really designed to go after, you know, the bigger retailers.
Well, but in the same sales tax is nothing. Right. They probably still would have to.
But again, at the same time, it would put a huge burden on small businesses.
It would not be practical to implement. I know,
and that's largely why it failed. Plus that agreement that we talked about, where Amazon wound up basically saying, "All right, we'll collect sales tax from states and add more distribution centers." Blah blah blah.
It's funny. Some people. Okay, so one of the things I think you said this off air, Daryl, is that some people have this idea that, you know, you can just drop a plug-in to do the sales tax for you and all.
Oh yeah, I heard people say that.
This is ridiculous.
I know.
The plugins are terrible, and you can't even make them comply with the current regulations in most of the states.
It's so difficult to get the plugins to comply with, I want to create a coupon code and have the coupon code actually work all the time.
It doesn't. I know.
Let's go to the phones, and then we'll get back into the article here. We've got Kenneth calling in from Connecticut. Kenneth, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was basically the statutes here in Connecticut they basically are very, very, very tough. And when you owe money to the government, what they do is.
Thank you for the call. Another crank caller. Let's continue with the story here from Vermont.
So this is a new approach, Tax Commissioner Taj Simpson said. Its targeted education PSA is not going to every Vermonter, but is going to a target group based on their use tax history and other characteristics. Vermont's long-established 6% use tax applies to goods purchased online or in neighboring Vermont, neighboring New Hampshire, where no sales tax is collected. But that item is used primarily in Vermont.
And I've actually heard some businesses on local radio advertise, you know, it's a signal that crosses into Vermont, and they advertise, hey, and keep in mind, Vermonters, there's no sales tax in New Hampshire. So they're basically encouraging tax avoidance, and I'm all for tax avoidance. Avoid all the taxes.
Careful what you say, Darrell. He might come after you.
Avoidance and evasion are two different things. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are, and I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And have you wanted to mine Bitcoin, but you're worried about the cost of equipment, cost of upgrades, and the cost of maintenance? Well, there might be a solution to where you can actually mine without having to worry about those expenses. And you can find out more at pool.bitcoin.com. Ian and Mark, two of the hosts on Free Talk Live, they're mining Bitcoin using pool.bitcoin.com. And there's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use, and you can even calculate your expected return on investment there at pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, but you can also help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. pool.bitcoin.com. Talking about the situation in Vermont, where the Vermont Department of Theft has sent some letters to people that over the last 3 years have not paid any use tax, and sending letters of, we think you might owe us some use tax. And again, use tax is that tax that if you live in a state, and again, oversimplification here, check the local, you know, ordinances, statutes, regulations, etc. But again,
I'm gonna go do that right now.
Oversimplification is if you live in a state with a sales tax, chances are there's also a use tax of things that you buy that would be taxable that you did not pay a sales tax on. For the most part, are going to be subject to a use tax if you use those items in the state. So, example of something that someone from Brattleboro, Vermont could do to completely avoid a tax while having a picnic is drive into New Hampshire, buy groceries, not a prepared meal, but, you know, just regular loaf of bread, some deli meat, you know, sliced cheese, a couple bags of chips, and then go to the wonderful liquor store run by the New Hampshire state government and get that cheap liquor. Then go to a park in New Hampshire, make a picnic lunch. Well, they bought things in New Hampshire. They used them in New Hampshire. They did not take them back into Vermont. Not subject to use tax. But if they bought groceries in New Hampshire and then went back into Vermont to have that picnic lunch, they would be, as I understand it, subject to that use tax. And that's what the Vermont Department of Theft is sending letters of, we think you've bought things in New Hampshire and brought them back into Vermont, so give us money.
You may have to wait a little bit longer than that, you know, before you go back to Vermont, because you might have a problem otherwise still.
Well, what do you mean?
I can't say it on air.
Oh, so if you've not yet digested the food and it passed completely through your system, then...
Yeah.
I don't think they're going that far with it. So let's actually jump back into this article.
All right. So estimates up to 75% of Vermonters owe some use tax each year, yet only 10% of every pay anything. Okay, I think this is worded wrong.
I think I understand. What they're saying is they believe, and, you know, this is basically just, you know, like a made-up number of, well, we have reason to believe that 75% of Vermonters either go to New Hampshire and purchase something, anything at all, and bring it back into Vermont, or they've purchased something from a website somewhere, and it wound up shipping into Vermont, and no sales tax being collected. So we think that 75% of Vermonters owe us use tax of any amount. It could be as low as, you know, a dollar. Could be as high as, you know, who knows how much, but only 10% of Vermonters have actually paid any use tax.
So this is suggesting that there's probably 15% of people in Vermont who never leave the state, or at least never hit New Hampshire, and they never order anything online, basically is what it says. That's what they're suggesting. Do you think that's possible? That there's people out there who have 15% of the population that's never shopped online, nor hit
New Hampshire?
There is a lot of rural areas in Vermont, just as there are some rural areas in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And let me give a little bit of a story here. So until we were banned from the Cheshire County Fair, me and Ian and a few other hosts would do some Liberty outreach at the fair. The last couple of years that we were there, we were promoting Bitcoin, and there were a bunch of the people that stopped by the booth and said, oh yeah, I don't have a computer.
Really?
Yeah, not I don't have a smartphone, or I don't have my smartphone on me. I don't use computers. So we're talking about people that, you know, they don't use technology. They're not Luddites because, you know, like, they'll drive that big old jacked up pickup and, you know, listen to music on a radio and blah, da, 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 da. But they don't use computers. And then when I lived in Pennsylvania, and I realized Pennsylvania is not exactly the same as New Hampshire and Vermont, but I knew a bunch of people that never left the county where they were born.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me with Pennsylvania.
So
Vermont, a little bit surprising.
Again, you know, there are farmers in Vermont that probably never leave the county. So it doesn't surprise me that there are people.
But 15%?
And actually, the way I'm reading that is 25%, because they're saying they think 75% owe, only 10% do.
Oh.
75% owe something, only 10% are paying something,
I
so that's 25.
Oh,
and
wow.
Also, you have to keep in mind that some portion of the population is under the age of 18, and I don't know if they're taking that into account.
Yeah.
We'll delve back into the article, but first to the phones, actually to Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Honestly, that the use tax sounds like just a way for them to... I don't know. I guess I'm just sort of confused.
So let me ask this question. Let me ask this question, Stefan. In Ohio, is there a sales tax?
Yes, 7 cents on the dollar.
All right. I'm not sure where you are in Ohio, but are
right
you...
on the PA border, pretty much.
Okay, so you're close to a state line. Does Ohio tax clothing?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Pennsylvania does not. So have you ever gone to Pennsylvania to purchase clothing at any clothing store ever?
That's where I got my suit for homecoming a couple of years ago.
All right,
ago, yes.
So you bought a suit in Pennsylvania that was not taxed. You used it in Ohio. You, sir, have to pay a use tax, as I understand the law to exist.
Is that a thing between Vermont and New Hampshire? Because that's what you guys were talking about beforehand.
Vermont has a sales tax and a use tax. Ohio has a sales tax, thus I'm guessing a use tax.
Most
I
likely.
Know that Pennsylvania has a use tax.
I think every state has a use tax and has a sales tax.
Right. As I understand it, and Stefan, we'll keep you on, but as I understand it, as Chris understands it, every state with a sales tax has a use tax. So if you buy something in a state that, you know, has a sales tax, you didn't pay it, you owe it. This is Free Talk
North
Live.
Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But want to invite you, if you're in the New England area, want to invite you to join me and Ian and Derek J. and several others this upcoming Sunday for the 5-year anniversary screening of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. That's happening in the seacoast of New Hampshire, Portsmouth, at the Repertory Theater, where they do accept cryptocurrency. And if you're unable to make it, don't worry. You can watch the movie for free online at victimlesscrimespree.com. But maybe, just maybe, you want to get your hands on a limited edition physical DVD copy that has a bunch of extras that you're not going to see online. Well, you can order those copies as well, again, at victimlesscrimespree.com. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we'll get back to Stefan calling in from Ohio. But I want to clarify something, because Stefan was a little confused about what the use tax was, and based on the question, Stefan, that you asked towards the end of the last segment, apparently the way we were describing the use tax you thought was some kind of agreement between the states, which it's not. It's a thing that's administered at the state level, which is why I asked the question about whether or not Ohio, where you live, taxes clothing and whether you've bought clothes in Pennsylvania, because I know that Pennsylvania does not tax clothing. So if you've bought clothing in Pennsylvania and then you take it into Ohio, or if you've bought clothing from the Sears and Roebuck catalog and you did not pay tax on that clothing and you used the clothes in Ohio, you would be subject to that use tax. It's not an agreement between states. It's something that each state that has a sales tax implements on their own. Does that clarify a little bit?
Yes, and it also brings up the question of whether or not they're going to know you have the clothes in the first place. I mean, a pair of pants in Pennsylvania is the same pair of pants in Ohio. There's not like a big flashing stamp on it that says Pennsylvania on it.
Right, and that's, you know, kind of why I was asking the questions of Chris of how are they trying to figure this out of who to send these letters to.
I have an answer here.
Well, you said that they were looking at the people that had not paid a use tax in 3 years.
Yeah.
So
reported any use tax.
Right. So what's the further answer, and then we'll let Stefan continue with his thoughts.
All right. So the first so they're basically going off of the 3 year
speculation,
and apparently they refused to answer whether or not they would be targeting people near the border. So that's interesting. But actually, what it goes down to further here is a new state law, which this is just hilarious. A new state law requires large online retailers to report the tax department consumer sales to Vermont totaling more than $500 a year.
So if somebody makes it, let me see if I understand this correctly.
Yeah.
Chris, you and I both have online stores.
Yes.
If you sell a $600 computer to someone in Vermont,
yep,
Vermont state law says you must notify the Vermont Department of Theft that someone bought more than $500 worth of taxable items from you.
Yes.
Wow. Just wow.
Which is, this is kind of hilarious because you're, unless you have nexus to the state, those laws don't apply to you. So they're not actually able to enforce those laws onto anybody outside of their state. So, like, unless, and if you already operate in their state.
That's not going to stop them from attempting to enforce those laws.
I'm not saying that they won't attempt to enforce it, but the law is pretty clear here. Unless you have nexus, unless you, you know, send a repair guy out to, you know, fix somebody's computer that you sold to that person in that state, or you have a bank account in that state, or you have some sort of connection to that state, like you mail a DVD that contains a movie, that you're renting to a customer in that state, that will create nexus.
Well, they're going to claim that you selling an item to someone in that state is your connection.
Nope.
That's what they're claiming, based on what you said. Whether or not that holds up in
very
court.
Very clear precedent already. It does not create nexus.
Whether that holds up in court is a completely different question, but they're trying to say you sold an
absolutely
item to somebody in our state, so that's the connection. Stefan, continue with your thoughts.
So you're telling me that they're supposed to report these transactions to the Vermont Department of Theft?
It's technically the Department of Taxation, but it's theft.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a bureau that actually handled theft. I feel like an idiot.
No. It's just like when I refer to the District of Criminals. It's actually the District of Columbia. It's, you know, where all of the criminals from the 50 different states wind up gathering and then voting on various ways to do organized crime in the public sector.
So it might be worthwhile pointing out what your perspective is, Daryl. Why are you calling it, you know, the Department of Theft? What's your political perspective that
taxation,
yeah,
is theft? So if I can't come to your house, Chris,
yeah,
and say, I need to build fill in the blank, give me money, that would
sounds
clearly
like a
be
robbery.
Theft. Extortion, theft, some variation thereof. If I don't have that right, and I cannot, and a lot of this, you know, is based on the theory of rights, of that people have inherent rights, and no one has more rights than anybody else. So if I can't take your money to do something that I think is good with it, and I can't give someone else a right that I don't have, then no group of people can claim a right that I can't claim for myself.
All right. What about the argument that, you know, your city, you know, your municipality, your county, your state, or your federal government, the people that say, well, they're letting you live on their land, so therefore you should pay into their projects because they are letting you live there?
What if I don't want to take part in their projects? Can I opt out?
If I don't want
to go to Glacier National Park, can I opt out of paying for Glacier National Park? If I can't opt out, it's theft.
Well, I think you should be able to, but some other people would say that, you know, majority rules, you know, democracy and all that. The majority of people want to pay for it, so you're going
right.
to have to pay for it with your
democracy is by its very nature not respective of individual rights. Because democracy is most people think democracy means majority rule. Democracy actually means plurality rule, to where a majority of a certain group of people on a given day express an opinion. And sometimes it's not even a majority of a group of people. It's, you know, a plurality of a group of people.
It's worth pointing out
that express an opinion that then gets enforced upon everyone in a geographic area.
It's also worth pointing out that I don't know the numbers, but I would imagine you probably do, Daryl. It's probably a minority of people in the United States even can vote, right?
Not a minority
of the population of the population that exists, because you obviously have a majority.
It's a minority that generally do vote, but a majority of people are eligible to vote.
Okay, and that excludes minors and illegal immigrants and whatnot.
Right. Now, here in Keene, we have a municipal election coming up.
So it could be a minority then.
We have a municipal election coming up in a couple of weeks. Voter turnout will probably be around 7%.
Okay.
Of that 7%...
But that's of eligible voters, correct?
That's of eligible voters.
So there's a percentage of voters who are not or a percentage of people who are not eligible to vote.
And of the voting age population, about 70% of voting age population is registered.
Okay.
Plus we have same day registration. So everybody that's of voting age population could vote if they wanted to.
Okay.
About 7% will actually vote.
See, this is what always gets me, because it's not accounting for all the people who can't vote. There's a lot of people who are excluded from voting. People under 18, people who are not here legally, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, and that's a very small percentage.
Okay.
Very small percentage.
Is it?
Yes. Stefan, I think you might have more. We'll hold you over. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance. All at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your services and your talents for other people's services and abilities. Forget the old economy. This is your economy, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi, and thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go open an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around. Post your services. Simbi.com. That's S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. So we've got Stefan on the line from Ohio on Skype. And you had asked a question, Stefan, about voting and democracy, and I was trying to explain why I think democracy is absolutely a horrible thing, and also why it's sort of a misnomer, to where most people think democracy means majority rule. But it's not actually the majority, it's a minority. And then there's the people that say, well, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. We elect representatives. Okay, then it's an even smaller plurality. but, Chris, you had asked the question about numbers of people under the age of 18. So, you know, what percentage of people do not have voting rights at all? And according to the U.S. Census estimate for July 1st, 2016, which is the most recent estimate that they have.
These are under 18.
Under 18 is about 22.8% of the population. You had also asked, well, what about people that don't have legal status or don't have citizenship? And that's not something that the census is allowed to ask that question. Mm-hmm. They are only allowed to ask, you know, how many people live in this house, not, you know, what's the nationality or status. And estimate is, you know, another maybe like 5 to 7%. Let's just estimate high and say 10. So that would put roughly 1/3 of people living in the country that aren't eligible to vote.
Right, and there's also other populations that are not eligible
right,
to vote,
so people currently incarcerated in a lot of states. Some states will allow people that are incarcerated on misdemeanors or criminal violations. They'll allow them to vote via absentee ballot. Some states don't. Felons, you know, your mileage may vary depending on where you live, what was the felony, etc. So New Hampshire is one of those states to where felons, after they have completely served their sentence and no longer have any kind of jail time hanging over their head, they are allowed to regain their voting rights. Other states, they don't allow felons to regain voting rights at all. So that's why I say your mileage may vary. And again, the example that I was giving, municipal election coming up in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, voter turnout will probably be less than 10%. And let's just
say... eligible voters.
Of the voting age population.
Okay.
And because New Hampshire has same-day registration, everybody that's of voting age population could vote if they wanted to.
Except for people who are not here legally, correct?
So everybody who is otherwise an eligible voter. So you're over 18, you're a U.S. citizen,
okay. And
you're not currently serving a felon.
So there's a lot of people who are excluded from voting.
Right. But still, everybody that's eligible to vote can vote if they want to New Hampshire.
The 10% number is high.
We're probably going to have about 10% of registered voters show up to vote. And let's just say that the incumbent mayor winds up getting 90% of the vote. Well, that's still only 9% of eligible voters that actually approve of this guy, which means that 91% either don't care or don't like the guy. That's a minority enforcing their will on the majority, which is the complete opposite of what we're told democracy is supposed to be. Stefan, do you have more thoughts here?
Yeah, something on what you just said there. Some would argue that, you know, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain because you had every opportunity to speak your voice.
And I've also heard people say that because I cast a ballot with none of the above as my option, that somehow I'm personally responsible for Barack Obama drone bombing people in 7 different countries.
Well, I don't listen to that. I mean, I didn't want Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton for president, so I casted an alternative vote, and sure, I got blamed, but, you know, I feel good in saying that I at least showed up to voice my opinion by voting for somebody who I actually wanted to be president of the United States.
Right, and, you know, this is one of those weird sorts of things to where everybody thinks that they're right, to where, well, if you didn't do things my way, then it's all your fault, and I'm just going to go over here and do this other thing. So you voted, you're to blame, even if you didn't vote for the guy that wound up winning. If you didn't vote, it's your fault because you didn't vote for the guy that didn't wind up winning. But if you vote for the guy that came in 3rd or 4th or 17th, well, it's your fault because you didn't vote for the guy that came in 2nd.
Well, yeah, and I hear that all of the time, but I don't know. Are you a frequent voter, Daryl?
Yes, I don't think I've ever not voted in a election where I was eligible to vote.
So you've always exercised, you know, that ability of yours. I don't like to call it a right, but...
Right, and...
All I'm thinking is that irrational.
The vast majority of time I have either voted for a Libertarian or cast a write-in vote, or voted for somebody that was not a Republican or a Democrat, because they're basically two wings of the same vile creature.
I've got one question, because it's had me curious for a long time. Did you vote in the 2016 presidential election?
I did.
Would you share who you casted your ballot for? Was it a write-in, or...
For president, I cast a write-in vote for my preferred Libertarian presidential candidate that came in 4th in the Libertarian convention. So anybody that knows how those results came out knows exactly who I voted for.
Oh, that's my preferred, too. But I can see where you're coming from. If you do vote, you're blamed for, you know, getting somebody that somebody else didn't want elected. But if you don't vote, you're also blamed. And I think that's the reason why a lot of people stay home. I think that's the reason we only see, like what you're talking about in municipal elections where people don't show up. Because a lot of people just do not care. They just want to be left alone.
Well, and it's not necessarily, it's not all apathy. There's also the feeling of helplessness of, well, you know, it's going to be a crook and a liar that winds up getting elected anyway, so what difference does it make? And I can understand, the feeling of frustration. I really, really can. And that's why I've had people ask, Daryl, what would it take for you to not vote? And I've given two options. You want Daryl to not vote? Get one of two things passed into law. Either a law mandating that every eligible person show up on election day and cast a ballot, and if you don't, then you know there's some kind of punishment, which a lot of countries have. Mexico has compulsory voting. Australia has compulsory voting. I'm not sure about Canada, but I would then not vote as an act of civil disobedience. The other way that you get Daryl to not vote is you institute quorum voting to where a voter turnout is below a certain threshold, the results are null and void, and every seat is vacant, and then I stay home on election day because not voting actually accomplishes something.
I think I'd be right behind you there, Daryl.
Stefan, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Chris's former home. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, good evening to Chris, by the way. Okay. The issue of race is going to haunt this country for many years to come because of El Caper Animal. And what the Schlossenborn, the hate campaign, and everything else that he has done to.
Why are you still blaming Barack Obama for stuff that
because he is an animal. That's why, Wolfman. Because he's an animal.
Why are you not blaming Donald Trump? Why are you not blaming Donald Trump? And more importantly, why do you call in about the same thing every time you call?
You have to understand the fact that black criminality and black industry is kind
Ralph,
of
do you
like,
even listen to the show?
You know,
he's not listening to you now.
Ralph, do you listen to the show other than when you're on hold?
We were talking about voting. Is that prior to me getting
No,
off?
That's what you heard while you were on hold. Do you listen to the show other than when your call is on hold?
No, because
That's fair. That's fair. Ralph, thank you for the call and something that was supposed to be a thought. Your calls and thoughts welcome, whether it be on voting or the Department of Theft in Vermont sending out letters on use tax. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.